Earlier today, Senator Kamala Harris, the junior senator from California, met with the Iowa Asian Latino Coalition. Now, if her name sounds familiar, it should. She was one of the Democratic senators on the Judiciary Committee, which held the Judge Kavanaugh hearings in Washington. Following the public session, she took questions from the media. The first question had to do with Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. And was she surprised at the tone of the hearing and the way Dr. Ford was treated?
I can just speak across the board about what would the comments that were being made from beginning to end by members of the Judiciary Committee and people who are not on the Judiciary Committee, but my colleagues in the Senate. And there was, I think, from many people, a lack of understanding about the nature of sexual assault cases. There was a failure to give Dr. Ford a certain level of dignity in the process and respect in the process. And I found it deeply troubling. And I will say that the idea that this would be an issue that's only a woman's issue is also, it's misplaced and misinformed. It is an issue that everyone should take some responsibility for understanding. And it's an issue, frankly, that in terms of those people who are victimized and survived these kinds of cases, it crosses lines of gender, race, religion, political affiliation, and so I feel strongly about that piece of it as well.
The follow-up question was if she thought the Kavanaugh hearings energized the GOP or the Democrats.
I mean, honestly, I'll leave that to the pundits, but I'll tell you what, the conversations that I'm having conversations with people when I walk through an airport or I walk through the lanes in the grocery store, and there are people of all walks, and in particular women, who are really outraged by what they witnessed in the Kavanaugh hearings and understand that whoever has the power will make decisions like those that were made then, and they're energized to get out and vote and to have their voices heard and to be seen. So, you know, I think that the pundits can say what they want, but what I'm witnessing, what I'm seeing is that people are energized and they want to participate in their democracy, and that's exciting to me.
We then asked about a recent poll that had to do with voters' view of who's best to handle the nation's economics moving forward and which party is best at answering the health care question. And if the economy, as some suggest, is roaring, who is it roaring for?
So looking at the tax bill as an example of where each party and individual stand on what makes for good economic policy, there is a tax bill that was passed by this administration and the Republicans that benefits the top 1%. And to the exclusion of working families in this country, the tax breaks that have been a part of this bill and now the law are permanent for corporations and temporary for working families. I believe that part of the vision we need to have for this country is to look at families, for example, that working families are making less than $100,000 a year and understand that instead of giving under the administration's plan over $50,000 a year to the top 1%, let's give $6,000 a year to working families making less than $100,000 a year, which is my proposal, that families working and making less than $100,000 a year will get either at the end of the year a $6,000 tax cut, or they can elect to get $500 a month, which is their own money, because people are struggling. The average family in the United States is a $500 emergency away from financial catastrophe. And the Democrats are offering things like that. I'm certainly offering something like that. And what we see is that the Republicans, as a general matter, are worried about the top 1%. And they don't need the help. The people who need the help are working families.
And just a quick follow-up question to that. If that's the case, how come Americans believe that the Republicans are doing a great job in the economy?
I think that that's not necessarily true. I think that when the American public studies the issues, when they look at who's doing what, they see that the Democratic Party, as a general matter, is the party of working families and working people. We are the ones who fight for affordable health care because we know that failure and inability to pay for health care bills leads to bankruptcy. for the vast majority of Americans. We are the party that says that we need to have affordable child care because working families with children can't afford to work and have their children be in daycare unless we do that. We are the party that fights for a livable minimum wage, such as a $15 an hour minimum wage. This is all about fighting for the economic health and well-being of Americans.
Recently, Senator Harris endorsed Deidre Dejere for Secretary of State for Iowa. What was it about her candidacy that moved her to that support?
Sure. I actually met with her many months ago, and I was impressed by her knowledge of the issues. She really wants to fight for a variety of issues that relates not only to what we do around having a healthy democracy where all votes are counted and all people are acknowledged, but also she's a good government person. I like that about her. She wants efficiency and effectiveness in government and honesty and transparency in government. And I think those are the qualities we need. And I'll also say this. So much of what happens in our country in terms of policy happens at the state level. And so we want to have the right people in these offices who have their eye on that job and want to roll up their sleeves and get involved in the detail. And she's that kind of person. I respect that about her.
When we asked the senator why she chose her first meeting to take place with the Asian Latino Coalition of Iowa, this is how she answered.
Well, this is an incredible group of leaders who are incredibly diverse, but understand that we all have so much more in common than what separates us. And that is something that I find to be really important, and in particular in this point in time when we have so many forces that are trying to sow hate and division among us. Americans have so much more in common than what separates us, and we need to be in rooms like this that really reinforce that point. People from all kinds of different walks of life who want the same thing. They want their children to have a good education. They want to have good health care. They want to know that they can work in a way that gives them and brings them dignity and that they can retire with dignity. And so starting here at this point, it was important to me to just reinforce, I think, those very fundamental American values, and that's why I'm here.
And finally, of course, we wanted to know if this visit to Iowa had anything at all to do with a future run for president in 2020. She is widely rumored to be interested. This is what she had to say.
I've been here before, and this is about 2018. And truly, what we do in the next 15 days will make all kinds of decisions about what comes thereafter. You know, I'm a true believer. You got to focus on what's right in front of you, because if you don't, you might fall over this focused on that thing down the road. Let's focus on this. 2018 is going to be a pivotal year. There are incredible candidates in Iowa. Very important issues at stake that are going to impact the future of the folks in this state and, frankly, the nation. So that's why I'm here.
Once again, that was Senator Kamala Harris of California speaking with the Business News Hour during her 2 days in Iowa stumping for Democrats up and down the November 6th ballot. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.